Some of you know that before I came to serve here at Christ in St. Luke's, I lived and served in North Carolina. There are many lovely things in North Carolina, but one of the bits I appreciated most was their state motto. Perhaps you know it. Esse quam videri. It's a Latin phrase that means to be rather than to seem. It's taken from an essay by Cicero entitled On Friendship, and the full quote that this line is drawn from reads something like this: "Few are those who wish to be endowed with virtue rather than to seem so." In other words, a lot of people want to seem to be virtuous, but in actuality do not want to be virtuous. It's a call for authenticity, for honesty, for substance over surface. And even though Cicero was a Roman writing a century before Jesus even came along, this is precisely the conflict we see in both Isaiah and Matthew tonight. Those who want to seem righteous rather than be righteous. Isaiah 58 lays it out pretty directly. He's basically saying, you guys keep saying that you want to follow me and to seek after me, and you're always complaining that you don't get rewarded for it. But the truth is, you serve your own interests when you fast and continue to oppress your workers. It becomes an occasion instead for fighting and arguing, even violence. You put on this big show of your humility, but in reality, you're in it for yourselves and for other people to notice you. So how about this, God says. Instead of making a big deal of how righteous you are, why don't you try to actually do it, and then we'll talk. To actually loose the bonds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free, to share your bread with the hungry, bring the homeless into your house. Do that, God says, and then I will most certainly respond. Because that's the kind of life, the kind of fast I'm interested in. Because then you won't seem righteous, you will be righteous. And Matthew picks up on the same theme. It's a litany of Jesus warning against people who want to make a big show of their piety, their almsgiving, their praying, their fasting, in order to be seen by others, he keeps saying. In order to seem holy. And Jesus makes it very clear, God has no patience for that. Praying and giving and fasting, to be sure, are all well and good, but do them in secret. He says, don't make a big deal about them, because then God will know they are authentic. Then God will know you are trying to actually be holy rather than just seem holy, and that is what God is interested in. God has no interest, Jesus says, in seeing. And neither does Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday does away with all the seam, all the pretense, all the surface. It is searingly honest. It is brutally direct, and it's got two very challenging truths to confront you with tonight. You are going to die, and you are a sinner. And if that language is too hard, you are imperfect. You are going to make mistakes. This is real. This is true for us all. There is no pretense to be found in either of those truths. Ash Wednesday forces us to face those facts. But interestingly, as dour as those two truths might seem, I actually find Ash Wednesday to be an oddly refreshing day. It's kind of a relief to say, let's not pretend anymore. because all the efforts to seem a certain way or to dance around on the surface of life are actually, frankly, kind of exhausting. Ash Wednesday says, let's get real. Because then we might be able to actually make some real changes. Because the other thing that is real and true about Ash Wednesday is the fact that even though we are but dust, we are in fact divine dust, imbued with the spirit of a creator who hates nothing he has made, as our collect says. And what is also true then is that no matter how real our sins, our redemption is even more real, even greater. Which means we can always do better, and we can always start again. But it takes an honest self-examination to be rid of all our efforts at pretense, all of our seem, if we want to be something or someone who is not truly who we are. And to get to the actuality of who we are and what we are doing versus who we want to be and what we want to be doing, that requires real, not surface level, recorrection, redirection, repentance. To live our life from a place of authenticity and honesty. Lent is a great time to start practicing that, to use the tools of our faith, prayer, fasting, alms, scripture study, etc., to get below the surface and start living an authentically faithful life. But, and you might have to forgive me for saying this, if you really are to take an honest assessment of your mortality, the fragile but precious and holy opportunity that is your life, and if you are also honestly to acknowledge the ways that you are falling, you're failing to honor that life in yourself and in others by what you say and do, recognizing your own imperfections and sinfulness, and then you come up with, I think, well, I shouldn't eat chocolate for a month. I think we might have some work to do. The journey of Lent is a quest for the real, for what is true. Not for what seems holy and righteous, but for what actually is. And what actually is holy and righteous is a life lived authentically, aspiring to do that which is good and just, showing care and concern for others, but never seeking one's own credit and glory. For it is then, Isaiah says, that your light will break forth like the dawn. Then, Jesus promises, you will reap those heavenly rewards, but it starts here, today, from a place of brutal but beautiful honesty, a place of be rather than seem. From there begins the path into the wilderness of our own hearts, a path that can be dark and difficult to walk, but a path that will ultimately lead into the light of new and yet more glorious life. A blessed Ash Wednesday and a holy, honest Lent to you all. Amen.